In full price for prescriptions and medication. Visit Chemist Outlet. Outlet prices every day.
You're listening to Saturdays on the Coast on SEN Track.
Yep, we're back now. Chemist Outlet, Erina Heights, JP, our man, the Parramatta supporter. I chatted to him earlier about their performance last night, which wasn't great, especially in that second half. We've got AFL wrap coming up shortly with Burko, but we're going to go to Buetz's top three. Let's hit it, Benny.
Buetz's top three.
Or we'll call it Buetz's top three.
Love
what do
it,
you?
Mate.
You
love,
love it. Yeah, of course
I
you would.
I absolutely love
of
that.
Of course you would. You know, honest mistake from somebody.
Good. It's good.
No, let's run with it. Let's run with it. My number three is going to be Kelly Slater. Mm-hmm. And I know the only reason it's Kelly Slater in number three right now is because he hasn't officially retired. So when that officially happens, I reckon he may get a start in the on the podium again. But Kelly Slater, absolute icon of the sport, freak, legend, goat, you name it. He is the Tony Hawk of surfing. He is the Michael Jordan of basketball. He is the Michael Buettner of rugby league. You name it, he's got it covered.
Yep.
Come on, give me something.
Well, you were going so well there, and all of a sudden you,
I went down. It went down very, very quickly. My number two, Alex de Minaur. Well done. Beating Rafael Nadal on clay, for starters. Yep. Only the seventh player, I believe, tennis player, to beat both Djokovic on hard court and Rafa on clay court in the same year.
Yep.
So well done to him. He is proven that he, I've got to say, there's a lot of characteristics Leighton Hewitt characteristics in de Minaur and the way he plays, right? Which is great to see. And you've seen that influence from Hewitt, who, you know, looks after the Davis Cup team, etc., etc. And my number one this week, completely off topic, not sport related, but for bravery, courage, professionalism, in what was an absolute horrific situation that took place last week in Bondi Junction, Westfields. Inspector Amy Scott, we salute you. What a monumental act of bravery. The way that she went about her business was unbelievable. And, I'm sure she'll get greater accolades than this.
Probably not.
Probably not. No, she'll get a Order of Australia. She'll get a Purple Heart. But this is this is going on her resume.
Right. Yeah. So she will get plenty more honours, but probably none higher than Buetz's number one.
Benny, back in the studio, mate. Can we just make sure that we get this on our podcast and we get it through to Amy Scott at some stage so that she can put it on her resume? But this is just, you know, again, let's look at the incident and how it all played out, and you know, thoughts and prayers go to each and every one of those people and they've you know, that lost their lives, the family members. You know, that incident just changed you know, people's lives with an instance.
We're certainly not trivializing it in any way.
Not a chance in the world. Like, she was absolutely amazing and phenomenal, and showed, you know, the training, the professionalism. She went from police officer to paramedic to taking down, you know, that lunatic, to then becoming a paramedic again and then going into police mode to create the crime scene, right? It was just all automatic. So well done to Inspector Amy Scott, just absolutely phenomenal. We've got to go to the news,
mate.
Sorry, yeah.